Ryan blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard and then mixes that with strange news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of silliness. If there's too much noise in your world, then tune in to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy Saturday afternoons from 3 until 5 p.m. on 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in Mockishport.
You're front row center at the ball game.
I am.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Carlos Rodon allowed two hits over six innings. Mike Yastrzemski drove in three runs, and the San Francisco Giants beat your Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 5-3 on Friday night. The Giants snapped a four-game losing streak at home. They're trying to stay in the hunt for the postseason. Your Pittsburgh Pirates hoping to pick up draft picks, of course. Tyler Beede expected to take the call to the mound for the Buccos when they take on the Giants again today at Oracle Park. Game time, our time, is 9:05. It'll be the Bucks and the Giants again tomorrow at 4:05. Zach Thompson expected to be the starting pitcher in that game. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Phillies beat the Mets last night 2-1. Orioles over the Rays 10-3. Red Sox over the Yankees by a score of 3-2. The last place Red Sox in the 10th inning. Tommy Pham delivering a walk-off hit to lead the Red Sox to a 3-2 victory over the first place Yankees that send New York to its eighth loss in the last nine games. In pro football preseason games, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Bengals today at Acrisure Stadium. Game time is at 7 o'clock. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has tested positive for COVID-19. He will not play in the team's preseason game tomorrow against the Las Vegas Raiders, and according to coach Kevin O'Connell. And Deshaun Watson apologized before his preseason debut with the Cleveland Browns, but he then got an earful from opposing fans. Watson apologized Friday after being accused by 24 women of sexual misconduct. He spoke before the team's exhibition opener last night. That was a 24-13 victory at Jacksonville. Watson was roundly booed. Fans in one end zone could be heard chanting vulgarities at him during the first drive.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 79. Increasing clouds overnight. Low of 60. Scattered showers possible. Sunday, cloudy, 75. Monday, scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm, 74. Same forecast for Tuesday. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Beaver County, 75 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland to WRCT. 75 degrees. New music from Silver Sun Pickups going to take us to news time.
Yeah.
album is called Physical Thrills. That's new music from Silver Sun Pickups. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. On Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
No election officials should have to fear for their lives while focused on their duties and service to our democracy. Our democratic process cannot survive undefended attacks on the people we rely to vote.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Condos joined House lawmakers for a roundtable about how doubts about the 2020 election results continue to impact the work of local boards of election. Former Michigan elections official Tina Barton gave emotional testimony about the death threat she received after debunking misinformation.
It was laced with obscenities, threats to my life and my family members' lives, and used sexually charged language.
The group recommended a new federal agency to counter election misinformation, aggressive prosecution of threats, and increased funding and resources for election administration. Several major news outlets are asking a federal court to unseal documents connected to the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home this week. The Justice Department also submitted its own request to unseal certain warrant materials. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed that he personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant.
Longstanding department rules and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
The Washington Post now reports the search was regarding classified documents, including some related to nuclear weapons. Trump claims his attorneys were cooperating fully with federal investigators prior to the search. Garland also addressed a series of threats against members of the FBI and DOJ.
They protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights.
On Thursday, an armed suspect was shot and killed after an attempted breach of an FBI building in Cincinnati. His motive remains unclear. President Joe Biden signed into law a bill to assist veterans exposed to toxic substances during their military service. Millions of veterans will now be eligible for expanded health care access and disability related to burn pit smoke and other toxic exposure. The CDC is taking a new approach to COVID-19 that focuses on learning to live with the virus instead of strict infection prevention. The agency is dropping social distancing recommendations and de-emphasizes using regular testing to screen. The guidance continues to encourage testing for people with symptoms and their close contacts and recommends masks be worn indoors in about half of the country. Earlier this week, White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci expressed disappointment over Americans' divided outlook on the disease.
When you tell people they need to mask in an indoor congregate setting when you're in a zone that has a high dynamic of infection, and that is looked upon as an encroachment on your freedom. We've never had that before. It's almost inexplicable.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is the station that sounds.
I don't know who, that's the problem. BTO! 203, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with us.
Thank you. taking care of business. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Yeah. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime.
Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business. Woo! Taking care of business.
Bachman Turner Overdrive on Radio 9. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from donations from Strifler Family Fleming. What is going on here today? Strifler Family Funeral Homes and Finney Funeral Homes in Clarendon-Roseburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth. I might need them soon. I'm dying on the radio this afternoon. 412-385-0450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Going all the way until 3 o'clock, rocking and rolling and barely controlling. Putting the blues in your shoes, the dance in your pants, a little bit of glide in your stride. These are the Raspberries. Let's go all the way on Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online. Creedence Clearwater Revival on Radio 9. And this is Bo Diddley.
I'm a roadrunner, honey. She's my baby. Bop-a-lula, I don't leave my baby. Bop-a-lula, she's my baby. Bop-a-lula, I don't leave my baby. Bop-a-lula, she's my baby. No, my baby, no, my baby.
Gene Vincent, the Blue Caps. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, this is Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. We're going to check your forecast next. No, 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 no. I don't know how that got in there. That is a fake song. That is that terrible, terrible. Blah. Put some Chuck Berry instead. Chuck Berry on Radio 9 at 2:22. Much more music time. We got new music coming your way from, how about from Steve Lacy, right after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. There's a guy on YouTube called V West Life. I follow him on Twitter, and I occasionally retweet his, Sarah says she wants the fake song. We'll talk about that. I'm just talking about that right now. Yeah, I occasionally retweet his videos. He does a lot of technical videos, a lot of music videos about records and so forth. And one of the things he has been on a tear about is fake re-recorded songs that iTunes and Amazon pass off as the real McCoy. And we play a mix of CDs, records, and digital music here on this show, and get burned sometimes. iTunes, I will say this, Amazon, iTunes, trying to get a refund out of iTunes is like trying to get blood out of a turnip, but Amazon is pretty good about it. If they sell you a fake song, they will refund you the $1.29 or whatever you paid for the download. They won't, however, remove it from their library, and they don't always label the stuff. So in that case, it was a Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs song that was labeled as an original. It even had a 1950s picture of Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs on it. But as soon as the fakey Casio synthesizer showed up, I was like, oh, God, really? No. No, 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 no. Anyways, what else did I want to tell you about? There is a career fair coming up at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, and that is on September 1st, that is a Thursday, and let me see if we can download the whole thing here, and we'll tell you all about it. This is an opportunity to meet with employers, training providers, and supportive service agencies. For COVID reasons, it will be an outdoor event, weather permitting. Registration is recommended but not required. Bring copies of your resume. And if you don't have a resume, we'll call or email them, and they will help. Bring documents that show your identity so that we know you're eligible for work. Free parking will be available on site. You can also take Port Authority bus with a Heritage shuttle to the stop at the corner of Library and Union. And dress to impress. The Library and Career Link will help you with clothing assistance if you need it. So if you've been looking for a job, or you're just looking for a career change, or you have a job and you need a better job, something like that, it is a career fair, job fair at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Now, it's from 4 until 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 1st, 1507 Library Street in McKeesport. This is being done in cooperation with Career Link Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-436-2225. That's 412-436-2225, or visit careerlinkpittsburgh.com. What else to tell you about? Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, and doo-wop. They have new releases, and they are family-owned and operated. They also buy used records and CDs. For more information, visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them at 412-821-8484.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast. A nice Saturday afternoon on tap for you. Mostly sunny with a high of 79. Cloudy overnight, 60 degrees. Scattered showers on Sunday. Cloudy, 75. Monday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm and a high of 74. Tuesday, more of the same. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm and a high near 74. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 82 in Beaver County, 77 in Washington. 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 75 degrees with new music from Steve Lacy.
Tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
I wish I knew. Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? No, you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah. Get tongue-tied it. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy, man.
second single off his new album, Gemini Writes. That's Steve Lacy here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
I'm Tony Randall, the one-man anti-smoking crusade who recently joined the American Cancer Society's IQ campaign. IQ for I Quit. I quit cold turkey years ago, and nice things happened. Mainly, I started feeling great. Ever since, I can't stand smokers forcing me to inhale their cigarettes. When I see someone take out a cigarette, I offer them a light. And I hand them this booklet. The IQ button and booklet can be yours. They're not worth much, but earning them is priceless.
Thank you very much, Tony Randall. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation here in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. We're going to check your radio calendar next, so stay tuned for that. Here's Tyrone Davis.
Oh, she didn't bat an eye. How's I pack my bags to me? I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room and weep. But you're the girl. She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over. Change my mind. I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time. But she didn't give me no sign. Nothing that would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Oh, I played my games many times before. But people's let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howling tonight. Keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby. Baby, let me change.
Tyrone Davis, Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon just Facebook messaged me to let me know that he's been trying to call and the calls are not going through. I just found out that I had accidentally turned the ringer off on the phone.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Here's Randy and the Rainbows going out for Denise and going out for Little Caesar at Mount Lebanon as well. Going out by request for Little Caesar in Cake Town, Randy and the Rainbows with Denise. Denise, I'm so in love with you.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening.
That's true. That's absolutely true. 10 years. 12 years.
Where you're in touch.
Count the date in court.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Moment you've been waiting for. It is the world famous radio calendar for today, August 13th, 2022. The radio calendar, of course, has been hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar inside Donald Trump's vault in Mar-a-Lago. And it was released by the FBI just in time for this broadcast. Pittsburgh Cultural Trust 820 Liberty Gallery is presenting Traveling Show, an exhibition by Renee Pachocki featuring four distinct presentations, including photographs, video, and books based on her travel journeys through the Pacific Northwest, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Chile, and Ecuador. That's at the 820 Liberty Avenue Gallery downtown. Wood Street Gallery presenting Supply and Demand by Ian Brill, a collection of performative light and sound installations exploring the balance between a consistent set of rules, an evolving symbolic language, and pre-existing constraints. That's now through November 20th at the Wood Street Galleries downtown. For information about either of those shows, visit trustarts.org. The Cranberry Artist Network presenting Martinis with Monet, an art show featuring Pittsburgh area artists, on display now at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building, 2525 Rochester Road, now through August 25th. For more information, cranberryartistnetwork.com. Pittsburgh City Park is presenting its annual Movies in the Park this summer. Coming up on Sunday, it's Finding Nemo. That's at Schenley Plaza in Oakland. On Wednesday at Schenley Park, Flagstaff Hill, it's Stand and Deliver. Paw Patrol coming up on August 26th at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. For more information on any of the Cinema in the Park appearances, visit pittsburghpa.gov/events. West Newton Library presenting You, Me, and a Cup of Tea, the annual tea fundraiser at the Le Grand Ballroom, September 25th, beginning at 1 o'clock. For more information, 724-633-0798. West Newton First Church of God will present a Peach Festival September 1st from 4 until 7 p.m. at the West Newton Lions Club, 511 Pittsburgh Street in West Newton. The menu includes hot dogs and sauerkraut sloppy joes, barbecued pulled pork, cake, ice cream, and peaches. Peaches come in a can. They were put there by a man in a factory at the West Newton First Church of God. That's September 1st at 4 o'clock. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, you can email radio-calendar at wyrct.org. Please make sure they are non-commercial events and send them at least 2 weeks in advance. The radio calendar, a copyrighted feature of this radio station, may not be reproduced without the express written permission of Bob Nutting. Johnny and the Hurricanes here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
So close.
Melanie, Lay Down Candles in the Rain on Radio 9, a little song about Woodstock. Then we heard about Woodstock earlier. Not the little bird that follows Snoopy around, no, the music festival. More music after this.
Pennsylvanians are killed or injured each year while trespassing at mines and quarries. The Department of Environmental Protection wants everyone to stay out of active and abandoned mine sites. Steep cliffs, water-filled pits, and piles of old mine tailings make a dangerous playground. Unmarked shafts can give way with no warning, and off-road vehicles and bicycles are no match for heavy equipment. Mines and quarries are not playgrounds. They can kill you. Stay out and stay alive.
Sponsored by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Old mine tailings, those old mine tailings. They must know something, but they don't say nothing. They just keep rolling. They keep on rolling. You and I, we quarry and strain.
Hey, hey, the Sir Douglas Quintet here on Radio 9 at 2:49. Much more music time. Winding down this installment of the Radio 9 mess, we've got new music from Jimmy Eat World off the new album Something Loud, and then Something Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up for you at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequent frequencies. Now, Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon says that the phone number is not working, he says, so we're going to try this right now. We're going to see what's going on here. Okay, we're gonna dial the studio number and see if it rings. He says he's tried it multiple times. Now I do know we had a ringer turned off, which would mean that it wouldn't work. So let's 412-385-7450. Let's see what happens. Ringy dingy. One ringy dingy. That would be two ringy dingies. Uh-huh. See what happens now. We do this. Hello.
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 Who is this?
Who is this?
Who's talking?
Who's talking?
Who's talking to me?
Who's talking to me?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Why are you calling?
Why are you calling? Why are you calling?
Who is this?
Who is this?
It's me.
About two seconds ago. 2 seconds ago.
Well, Little Caesar said the phone wasn't working. But it seems to be working to me. So anyways, enough of that nonsense. Anyway, so I don't know what was going on there, but it is working now, and it better be for, you know, I mean, we pay like a whole $3 a month for that phone line. I mean, it ought to work. The Tin Cannon String Phone Company, it's called. Pittsburgh Pirates lost last night to the San Francisco Giants by a score of 5-3. Carlos Rodon allowed 2 runs over 6 innings, and Mike Yastrzemski drove in 3 runs for the Giants. It's the Bucks and Giants again today at 4:05 our time. Tyler Beattie expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. It's his third start for the season. He's a 29-year-old right-handed pitcher. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Orioles over the Rays 10-3. Phillies beat the Mets 2-1, and it was the Guardians blanking the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 8-0. Pittsburgh Steelers preseason football kicks off at 7 o'clock as the Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks at Acrisure Stadium. The Steelers are favored by a touchdown. What else to tell you about? Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins tested positive for COVID-19. He will not play in the team's preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Rangers? No. Try that again. Las Vegas Raiders. He won't play against any of them, as a matter of fact, Kirk Cousins, because he tested positive for COVID-19, and he will not play in the team's preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are hosting the Vikings at 4:25 tomorrow in Las Vegas. Deshaun Watson apologized before his preseason debut with the Cleveland Browns. He then got an earful from the opposing fans. Watson apologized Friday after being accused by 24 women of sexual misconduct. He spoke before the team's exhibition opener. That was a 24-13 victory at Jacksonville, in which he was roundly booed by the fans. In one end zone, they could be heard chanting vulgarities at him during his first drive.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Heavens, not chanted vulgarities.
What's the weather gonna be?
Chanting vulgarities is my drag name, as a matter of fact.
With your radio.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 79. Clouds overnight with a low of 60. Scattered showers on Sunday. Cloudy skies, high 75. Monday, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 74. Tuesday, more of the same. Scattered showers, maybe chance of a thunderstorm and a high Tuesday of 74. Looks like sunny skies for Wednesday and 77 degrees. Right now, 82 in Beaver County, 77 in Washington, 75 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 75. At WRCT with new music from Jimmy Eat World.
That's new music from Jimmy Eat World on Radio 9.
For those who save top value cents, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value cents, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
I got a woman here, she can be.
strangest gal I ever had. Never happy unless she's mad. I got a woman here that she got me. I'm not loving it all more me than me. Yeah.
Go ahead.
She makes love without a smile. Ooh, her dog get drive me wild.
I got a woman mean and she can be. Oh, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, and it spells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Stay tuned for Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, coming up over most of these same stations on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. Happy through the years.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio.
As the sun from up above, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
At Easy.
And the moment that you wander apart.
done.